Hello.
Hey, this is customer support giving you a call, but this is Rico speaking. Can I have your zip code?
9627.
And your first and last name?
Carl, K-A-R-L. Wolfslagel, W-O-L-S-L-A-G-E-L.
And your zip code was 92627?
Yes.
I'm just giving 1 second. I'm trying to look for your account. Can you spell out your first name for me?
K-A-R-L.
And your last name?
W-O-L. S is in Sam. L. A. G. E. L. What's this regarding?
I'm not sure, sir, because I'm not Rezo now. I'm not putting an account for you.
Okay. If I think it's for Amazon watch.
Can I have that phone number associated with this account? So I can see.
949. You just called me 795-6994.
Not putting up your account under that phone number either. Can I have the first 6 numbers of your card that you use on file?
No, I can't give that out unless I know what this is for. I don't just give out my credit card account. I mean, they sent me a thing on my phone saying something about an Amazon watch, and I was reading the thing on it, and it sounded like they were going to charge you $69 a month every month, the way I read it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're going to keep doing that, I don't want the thing. I mean, it was like, I thought it was a free thing that I won, and then it said I'd pay shipping. I had no problem paying the shipping. But then it said something I read in the thing. It said they charge me $69 a month, reoccurring billing. And I said, well,
order.
Yeah. And
okay.
I didn't place the order completely.
Oh.
Because I wanted to find out any more information about it.
So if you don't have an account, I can't look up no information about you if you didn't place the order.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So that's what the problem is.
Yeah, well, I didn't place the order because I wasn't sure about the amount of money that they're going to charge me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it then?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support.